Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show on location at Green's Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama. I have a very special guest with me right now, Alejandro Wallace, and he is now a children's book author in addition to being a first responder, firefighter, EMT here in Russellville, Alabama. I'm glad to have Alejandro on the show today as he has taken that same passion for protecting lives and putting it into the hands of children and families through a brand new children's book focused on fire safety. Today, we're going to learn about his journey, why this message matters so much, and how one book could help save lives. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Alejandro Wallace.
Thank you, sir, for having me so much.
Glad to have you, buddy. And I want you to be able to tell listeners a little bit about yourself. Tell your background, because being a first responder, that's a whole nother challenge in addition to being a children's book author now. But just kind of talk about your path to where you are today.
Yes, sir. Well, I started out as just a volunteer here in, the fire department, and all the guys there just really showed me how great of a career this would be. So I decided to self-sponsor through the academy and got on part-time and just went from there. And first opening they had, I put in, and thankfully, I got the job and just have learned so much. And we do a lot with our community with fire safety, and just really, we're really big on trying to teach the kids, as much as we can, because that's very important, in our job. And I really wanted a way to be able to reach these kids and my kids too. I thought, what better way than to write a book to teach them?
Can you tell me just a little bit about self-supporting and sending yourself to an academy to be a firefighter?
Yes, sir. So I was working at Walmart and some other jobs too, just trying to save up and pay the, you know, tuition and stuff. And whenever I wasn't working, I was studying for class, you know, so I was doing it all at one time.
Were you doing that through the Alabama Fire College?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Excellent. What did you think about the program there?
That's a great program. I went through most shows here local, and they teach you me everything you need to know. And
how's that life working out for you as a first responder, as a firefighter, and an EMT?
I couldn't imagine anything else. I mean, it's just a great career.
Was there anybody in your family or somebody that you knew that you saw when you were younger that inspired you to go this path?
One of my neighbors, my best friend's dad, he's actually my lieutenant, Mickey Gentry. He really inspired me to take this career. Seeing how much he loved it really made me want to do it.
What has serving the people of Russellville meant to you personally, Alejandro?
It means a lot to me. You know, I have kids now, so knowing that I get to contribute to their community, it really means a lot to me.
Tell me about your kids.
Well, they're something else. They're wild, but they're my big inspiration on why I wrote this book.
How old are they?
My little boy's one, and my little girl, she's three.
So it's very personal to you.
Yes, sir.
It extends not just to your kids, but thinking about other people's children.
Yes, sir.
And them having some tools so that they're prepared if something happens, right?
Yes, sir. And I can't take credit for the book myself. My wife, she's the illustrator of the book.
Oh, great.
So it's a real big family thing. My wife illustrated, my kids, they play the characters in it. So, I mean, to be able to teach my kids about something that I'm so passionate about really means a lot.
What's your wife's name?
Caitlin Wallace.
Caitlin Wallace. Big shout out to her then for the illustrations.
Yes, sir. She's amazing.
She should be here sharing today too. She could have been part of the show. We'll have her another time. She can talk about being an illustrator.
Yes, sir.
Was this her first project like this?
It was. Yes, sir. I'm not going to lie. It was hard, and there was times where I wanted to give up, but she really, really pushed me to keep going.
What was that effort like for her to take what you had in your mind or to work together to build the concept of the illustrations in the book? What kind of effort did that take for y'all to work together to make that happen?
It took a lot of communication, really. I mean, there was times where I was just stressed and didn't know if I could do it. And she would give me these ideas, you know, and we'd talk about it and, you know, why it would work and stuff. And really, I mean, she just played a big role in it.
Are there moments in the time that you've worked as a firefighter or EMT that has reinforced why fire prevention and this awareness is so important?
Yes, sir. There's been times where we'll be out somewhere and some kids come up to us and be like, hey, you know, I remember y'all came to my class and taught me this and I had to use this. You know, that right there is just the biggest accomplishment ever, is to have kids really, you know, pay attention to what you're saying and learn. And then eventually, if they have to use that, they know it and it can help them.
At what point did you decide, Alejandro, that you needed to put this on paper and create a book that can help with what you're talking about to help those kids understand and have an awareness?
It has a lot to do with my own kids. My little girl, she's the age now to where she likes to, you know, get into stuff that she's not supposed to and just ask a lot of questions. And, you know, I was trying to teach her about it and stuff. And, you know, little kids, their attention span, you know, is not real big. So I was like, well, maybe I could do this. And, you know, wrote a book about it and showed it to her. And she loves it. She's learning about it. And it's really big to us.
How long did it take you from the beginning of I want to do this to completion?
At least 2 years. I mean, it took a while. I mean, it was a lot of, you know, I mean, just busy life on top of it, you know, kids, but it took a while.
What was the hardest part, would you say, of putting this together?
Coming up with the words, really, and the idea. I mean, I knew what I wanted to do, but I needed it to make, you know, sense for kids to get their attention.
Did you have some help from anyone that was able to maybe help you with some ideas or expand on some ideas, maybe some strong points in the book that you feel were needed to be maybe shared a little deeper?
Yeah, of course. Well, like I said, you know, my wife was a big part, but also just learning from, you know, the guys when we do fire safety and seeing what they hit on the most with these kids and what they, you know, see is very important. I used a lot of that.
One challenge that people come into, challenges they face with educational books is making them fun.
Mm.
So how did you decide to make this fun for children so that they would grasp the experience and it wouldn't be boring to them? How about that?
Yes, sir. Well, all kids, they love going to the fire station. And my own kids, they just love it so much. So I was like, well, I can make it about a trip of them visiting me. So my kids, they visit me at the station, and they're learning about all these just cool different things and making it in fun ways and seeing the trucks, because all kids love seeing the trucks.
What age group were you really thinking about when you thought about, I'm going to put this book out there? What group of kids, as far as the age goes, what would you say you're trying to reach?
3 to 6, really, because my little girl, I mean, she's really at the age to where learning in a fun way, like a book like this, really helps her understand, educates her, because she's having fun, but she's also learning.
When you think about any incident or things that happen on the job, are there some things that help develop the ideas over time for you as you think about your career?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that really, I guess you could say, help inspire towards this.
Smoke detectors, things that people were missing maybe in their homes that you saw?
Yes, sir.
Because you can observe things that, well, if that would have, might have helped somebody and maybe address that through a book like this, things that you see maybe that people aren't doing, they could think about next time and,
yes,
and for the future.
One thing I've noticed most is the best way to get to an adult, you know, that don't have a detector or something, is by the kids. Because if you're teaching kids, you know, hey, if you see this, tell an adult. Or if you don't see this, tell an adult. Well, then they go home and they tell their parents, hey, you know, we don't have a smoke detector, or we're not supposed to do this. And they'll keep telling their parents, and then usually the parents will fix it.
Yeah, so that's an experience that you hope that parents have by reading this to their children, and it lays something on their mind. Mm-hmm. I need to get this done.
Yes, sir.
And what do you hope kids remember long after they finished reading the book that they retain?
There's really just one thing they can remember out of all of it, just how to be safe in a real situation.
Did anything surprise you about becoming an author?
Every bit of it surprised me. Every bit of it.
And how about if every family member were listening today remembered only 3 fire safety tips, what would those tips be for them?
Well, number one, I mean, call 911. That's the number, you know, we need to call. And one of the biggest things is, you know, for kids especially, don't be afraid of firefighters. You know, we're here to help. We're here to, you know, get you safe. I mean, we're here to protect you. I mean, don't be scared of us. Don't run and hide from us.
How important is it for families to have an escape plan before an emergency actually happens?
It's a pretty important thing we try to hit on a lot with our younger kids. But having that escape plan, in case something was to happen and you get, you know, split up or something, your kids know where to go. They know not to go back in the house. They know once they're out, they go to this safe space. They can sit there and wait for a parent or a first responder to get there.
How about the idea of encouraging parents or caregivers to practice fire drills at home like they would at school?
Yeah.
And having that plan, that game plan.
That could be a very, very important thing. That way, you know, a kid knows, you know, this is practice, but in a real situation, this is what we do. This is how we need to handle it.
And how about smoke alarms? They've saved countless lives. What should families know about maintaining them?
You always want to check them. I mean, always check your batteries and stuff. A lot of people have a tendency to, when they start to beep, they just take them down, take the battery out, don't put them back up. You want to keep them up, I mean, because just that little bit of notice, hey, you know, it's beeping, so I know there's smoke, that can really play a big difference.
Alejandro, what are some of the most common fire hazards that you see that could easily be prevented?
Well, I mean, for instance, you know, a lot of people like to screw their windows shut, you know, they can't open it and stuff. That could be an issue of trying to get out in a situation, so you don't want to do that.
Have you had the opportunity to share through any kind of festivals or anything at this point? Have you had that first big day of signing books and presenting your
Not story? With my books, but like when I first started, you know, the officers and stuff, they're real big about putting us younger guys in that when we first, you know, get hired on at the schools. They let us take over, let us teach it, you know, because eventually they won't be here. So they want to make sure we know all that we can to, you know, inspire the next generation. So we really get to play a huge, you know, hands-on part on that.
I know you would like to expand this into school visits, and this is an opportunity for you to share with administrators at one time through the show to give your pitch about coming to their school when school year starts, making those plans through the school year where you can come and present a day at the fire station with Dad. What would you say to administrators, librarians, those who might have that ability to bring you to their school?
Yeah, so yeah, I'd love to come, you know, just talk to the kids, you know, read the book to them, go over any questions they may have and just really, you know, hammer it to them about fire safety and how important it is that we, you know, learn it.
How does it make you feel to know that something you wrote could one day help save a child's life?
I mean, it's an amazing thing. That's worth more than anything is if this could help at least one kid. I mean, only one kid, that's still worth it.
And what has been the response so far? I know you haven't gone to those events yet, and you will, and you'll get a lot of feedback. What has been the feedback so far when people have looked at your book and how you and your wife have worked to put this project together?
It's been all, you know, positive feedback. Everybody's just been, you know, saying how great it is. And that really means a lot to see people love something that you work so hard to do. My little girl, she's my biggest fan. So that means a lot too.
How about other family members who have encouraged you outside of your own wife and your children to do this?
Yeah, my mom, my grandma, you know, they've been real encouraging. A lot of people didn't know about it until I published it because I tried keeping it a secret, but they've all been just real big encouraging. My niece, she's six and she wants to be a firefighter when she grows older. So she's loved it. It really just means a lot.
Well, it's not a secret anymore.
No, it's not a secret anymore.
I'm really proud of you, and I appreciate you coming up with this book to try to help kids. And I know it's going to make a difference. And I would encourage the schools who are listening, maybe some programs that are out there, nonprofits who might be interested in bringing you to reach out. How can they get in contact with you, Alejandro?
Through any social media, email. I got, you know, phone number, my wife's phone number, any of those ways they can reach me.
What's an email for you?
It's alowallace301@gmail.com.
Spell it out for us.
alowallace301@gmail.com.
And where can listeners currently go to purchase the book, A Day at the Fire Station with Dad?
It's on Amazon. We also have a link on the Facebook page posted too, where you can go straight to it. It's under my name, Alejandro Wallace.
Okay, Alejandro Wallace. And the spelling of Alejandro is A-L-E-J-A-N-D-R-O Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Find the Facebook page, find the link. Go and get the book for your child or order the book for your school where your child goes. I had some people do that with Riley's Big Challenge. They would say, hey, I want to support my school, so I'm going to purchase a book and I'm going to take it to the school. And that is a great thing to do. You're taking an initiative and making a difference yourself because you see the need. And Alejandro saw the need as a firefighter and EMT. And I think it's a great thing to do to deliver this book to your local school, to those it can help, those children, and help them gain this knowledge and this awareness about fire safety. Alejandro, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. And I would encourage you again to check out A Day at the Fire Station with Dad. You can go to Amazon. You can get the book there. You can also go to Alejandro Wallace. You can click the link and order the book. Glad to be able to support Alejandro as a first responder and now a children's book author. When we come back, we'll have another firefighter on the program. His name is Brett Thomas. He is from the Trussville, Alabama area. Thanks to my friend Aaron Beard, we'll have Brett on the show to try to help his brother, Jamie Thomas, who is in a serious health battle right now in Decatur, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices.
Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. As advertised, right now I have on the line with me Brett Thomas, as we are working toward helping his brother Jamie and Jamie's wife Brianna. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Brett Thomas.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
You're a firefighter by profession. Tell us about your work as a firefighter there in Trustful and being Margaret as well.
Yes, sir. I've been a fireman for 6 years. I actually started as a youth minister for about 14 years and got out of ministry and got into the fire service. And much easier job, but I've been a firefighter paramedic for 3 years at Trustful, almost four. And I've been working at Margaret as well for about 7 months. It's kind of weird how that happened. I was working at Trustful and Springville full-time, both places, trying to make enough money to live on. And somebody from a Margaret City Councilwoman asked me about applying there, and was expecting just to come in as a day guy, the guy on day shift around my Trustful shifts, and ended up becoming the interim chief, and now I'm the fire chief at Margaret. So.
Wow. And we're here, obviously, to talk about your brother, Jamie, and you're a good distance away from him right now, being in Trustful and him being in Decatur, Alabama. Let's talk about what Jamie's been going through, Brett.
Well, back in May, he had a seizure. He's never had seizures before. His wife called 911, and he went to the hospital. I left Trustful. I was on shift at Trustful. Drove about 2 hours to Decatur, where they live, and sat with their baby was asleep for the night. And so I stayed with her while my sister-in-law went to the hospital with Jamie. And in that evaluation process, they found a mass on his brain that will often trigger seizures for somebody who's never had one before. After they found the mass, they sent him to the hospital in Huntsville, where they did further imaging over the next few days and determined that he had a tumor. They thought it was going to be a low grade and nothing serious. They did surgery, got the tumor out.
The surgery left him with some deficits on his right side, which is perfectly normal, but still requires some physical therapy to get back the motor skills on the right side. And it also affected his speech. Those both are coming back. He's getting where he can talk pretty well, and he's moving around. He's getting around really well. It's pretty independent now. But the testing of the tumor revealed that it was actually not a low-grade tumor. It was a grade 3 astrocytoma, which is an aggressive malignant brain cancer. The good news is he's young and healthy. So the median prognosis on that is a 7 to 15 years. And he would be on the upper end of it, you know, of life expectancy because of his age and his health. Also, it's encouraging that we've made so many advancements in medicine over the past few years that I think as long as he keeps taking the treatments one day at a time and continues to have a good attitude, I think we can hope for a lot better than just 15 years. He's got his daughter that I got to watch that night. She's 14 months old, and his wife, Brianna, she's a doctor up there in the Madison area. She's an audiologist. The difficulty came though, beyond just the brain cancer. He also had just picked up a new job and was very successful at his new job. He was selling insurance, but he did not have medical insurance himself. And so all of this is coming with obviously not just a physical strain or a mental strain. It's also coming with a financial strain.
Brett, what kind of support has Jamie and his wife received so far as community support, friends stepping in to try to help them?
Oh man, this is a group battle. He's going to war with this, with a strong army of people on his side. I'm the closest family to him right now, geographically, but we've all made trips up there to watch the baby, to take him to treatments and to take food, whatever we can do. He's got a great neighbor next door that's been helping him with the yard work and around the house. It's really encouraging to me as his big brother that he has so many people that just immediately poured out love. It's been encouraging. I think the through all of this, I can tell you for sure that he and his wife have felt the love of to the family and the friends, to the point where they even said that they needed some space at one point because they had visitors so much that they were independent and kind of getting along, so they kind of wanted a break from everybody for a little while. But it's been amazing to see, like I said, how much care and concern people have for my brother. He's had a tremendous impact on the people around him. And, you know, when you've had that kind of impact on people, when something like this happens, there's no hesitation to turn around and return the blessing.
And you and your sister Kayla are both in agreement, looks like, that Jamie's the smartest, strongest, and most talented of the siblings.
Always has been. He has made things in our childhood and growing up, he just made things look effortless. And it may be because we made all the mistakes ahead of him, so he learned from us.
Yeah.
But he's just always had a good head on his shoulders and just navigated things carefully and smartly and always seems to come out on top. He's the strong one and the smart one. Most talented. He absolutely is.
Brett, we certainly want to try to help, and our mutual friend Aaron Beard is the one who obviously connected us, and I wanted to be able to share today the GoFundMe and any other ways where people can support your brother and Brianna and their baby during this time. So do you have some things that you can lay out for us how people can help?
Well, the biggest thing, the GoFundMe is the big one because the support system we have around them is getting things done, like getting in transportation to and from treatments and physical therapy. We're doing a really good job staying on top of that. I think my sister and I, along with his wife, Brianna, have mapped out. I think we're covered all the way through the end of July when it comes to transportation. The biggest thing, honestly, is the financial burden coming along with this, because she's a doctor. She's spent all the bills at the time, and the paperwork for the disability and the Medicaid and all that stuff that we're doing is still, you know, in processing. And there's a lot of financial strain involved in all this, as you can imagine. So the GoFundMe is a great way. I know there's some people that are hesitant with GoFundMe, and that's fine. We also have my Brianna's Venmo that she can take, and I think Cash App as well, that she can take help from. I also encourage people, the gift card route is a great one. If Uber gift cards can also be used for transportation, any kind of grocery or food delivery gift card, they're very accepted as well. That's the biggest help right now is the financial side of things.
How would you like for people to send those gift cards, Brett?
I can share with you their mailing address. That would be a great way. And then I'm trying to, I know there's digital gift cards, but I'm not sure how to deliver those. I guess if they have, you can give my number out as well to people if they want to reach out to me to figure out how to get things to them. But I think the physical address would be great for physical gift cards. The Venmo and the GoFundMe route is also the an easy way.
Do you mean to share your phone number for people to text if they want to use Venmo or Cash App?
That's perfect. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
All right, so get in touch with Brett at 334-220-4601 if you would like to send money through Venmo or Cash App. If you're good with GoFundMe, you can actually go to GoFundMe.com and search Standing with Jamie and His Family. Jamie is spelled J-A-M-E-Y, and you can support through the GoFundMe. As Brett has stated, they need financial support moving forward. This is going to be a long road for his brother. And I appreciate my friend Aaron Beard for connecting me and Brett today so that we could try to help Jamie and Brianna Thomas during this time. Their indicator, as Brett said, he's the closest one geographically, and he's still 2 hours away. And I know that there are people who care about Jamie and Brianna deeply and their child and want to help, and now you can too. So thank you, Brett, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about your brother Jamie and his wife Brianna and their baby.
Thank you for having me, and I really appreciate all that you're doing to help my brother.
Glad to do it, buddy. Anything I can do moving forward, you have my number. Just get in touch.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. with the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.